What studio am I booked in?
Let's see. Oh, here it is. Chuckle Spots. You're in B, Mr. Spots.
Thanks, honey.
Oh, hi, Chuck.
Hi, George. What are you doing here? I thought we had Freddie.
No, Freddie's sick.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah, you're telling me. I've been covering Freddie's sessions since 8 o'clock this morning. I am bushed. Well, what you got?
A real quickie, George. 5 words. Oh. Maury's coming in to read one line. We'll be out of here in a few minutes.
I bet. When's Maury due?
Sorry, George, what?
Maury's Iduals, the actor. When's he getting here?
Oh, well, he ought to be here any minute. I'll go over to the board with Maury, and then we can cut it, huh?
Yeah, okay.
Hi, Chuck.
Hi, George.
Hi, Maury.
Oh, hi, Maury. We were just talking about you.
Why does everybody hate actors?
Not everybody, Maury, just me. Here, let me show you the board. See, right here, this broad goes into the store, see? Starts pushing the cart around. Typical supermarket jazz, you know. Yeah. She goes over to the shelves where they got all the soap, see?
Uh-huh.
And there's all kinds of boxes of soap. Says brand A, brand B, brand C, you know, like that.
Yeah.
She reaches for brand A and then shakes her head and pulls her hand back.
Uh-huh.
Of course, that's been changed. Oh. The client felt it would be wrong even to consider taking another brand.
I see.
She reaches for brand B, but, well, that's been changed, too. The client felt...
Yeah, I get it, yeah.
Well, she reaches for brand C.
Yeah, but that's all been changed.
Right.
Yeah.
The way it's gonna work, she just looks at all the different brands, gets dizzy looking at them, and starts to reel, and the grocer comes over and...
Hey, that's a great character. Handlebar mustache, funny straw hat, smoking a cigar. That's great, Chuck. You know, really great.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's been changed, too. The client turned down this model and 7 others. Now he's going to be a pretty straight character.
Uh-huh.
She waves her arms helpless, you know, toward all the different soaps. Yeah. And the grocer points to the big sign and says, "Bloopers soap." Mm-hmm. And the grocer says, and that's your line, Maury, the one you say,
yeah.
"Bloopers soap is real good."
Bloopers soap is real good.
That's right, just a statement of fact.
Well, what kind of a character do you want? You see, I could do it several ways, like, "Bloopers soap is real good," or
"Bloopers soap is real good."
Bloopers soap is real good.
Bloopers soap is real good.
Or bloopers soap is real good.
The last one sounds like a fag.
Well, I know. I try everything.
Actually, Maury, we don't need that much character. We want sort of a simple, straight, sincere, throwaway kind of reading.
Bloopers soap is real good.
Perfect. I mean, what the hell can you do with a simple, sincere line? Just say it. You ought to be out of here in a few minutes.
Hello, Chuck.
Oh, hi, Milltown. Glad you came down. Meet Maury Siduals.
Hello, Maury.
Hi.
Maury, this is Milltown Jag from the agency.
You fellas just kind of pretend I'm not here. I just want to, you know, watch from the sidelines. Maury, see the storyboard?
Yeah, yeah.
He know what we want, what kind of a reading we want?
Yeah, he understands.
Just a simple sort of sincere throwaway type reading?
Yeah, he's got the picture.
We don't want any big sell on this.
I know. Well, Maury, you want to get out to the mic? We'll do it, huh?
Okay.
You want to give us a level, Maury?
Blooper soap is real good.
Okay. You want to slate it, Chuck?
This is production 24X-16-33-12, 18th revision, revised. Take one.
Blooper soap is real good.
Cut. That sounds fine in here. That's nice, easy reading. We better take another one for our protection, though. And as long as you're doing it again, Maury, I was just thinking, the account executive is a real stickler for client name identification, so maybe you could goose blooper a little, okay?
Okay.
Take two.
Bloopers soap is real good.
Cut. I think we got it, don't you, Chuck?
Sounds right on the nose to me.
Fine. Wait a minute. The only thing is, now our copy chief is pretty adamant about product mention.
You mean soap? I mentioned it.
But not with great pride. Mention it with great pride, Maury. Put a frame around soap, and I think we got it made.
Okay, Milltown.
Take three.
With great pride, Maury.
Blooper's pride is real good.
Perfect. Oh, that was it. Cut. Cut it, George. Perfect, Maury.
But he said blooper's pride.
I know, and it was splendid. What'd he say?
He said blooper's pride is real good.
Oh, no. It should be blooper's soap is real good. You got a script there, Maury?
Yes, Milltown. I was thinking about pride, and I...
All right, but it's soap, Maury. Remember that.
Okay.
Take four.
Blooper's soap is real good.
Getting there, Maury. Don't lose that nice, easy sell. Chuck, could I make one suggestion?
Feel free.
Well, look, the agency head is very particular about qualifications. Maury should hit real a bit, don't you think? It's real good. Hit real, Maury.
I gotcha.
Take five.
Blooper soap is real good.
Well, I think that just about wraps it up. I mean, I'm satisfied if you are, Chuck.
Sounds fine.
Splendid, splendid. Wait a minute here. I do have a slight worry, Chuck. You see, the client loves the word good. He's used it in his copy for years. He tried to copyright it several times. It's spent a fortune, but no soap, you know. Maury, make more out of good, will you?
Rolling, take six.
Blooper soap's real good.
Only terrific, Maury. but there is one little thing that worries me. It sounds like you're making a contraction out of is. Sounds like you're saying blooper soap's real good. Will you give that is great conviction, Maury?
Take seven.
Bloopers soap is real good.
That's it. We got it, Chuck. That's just the amount of undersell I wanted.
Yeah.